Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahar Jasate. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday said that a target has been set for public sector banks to lend 5.75 lakh crore rupees to MSMEs for this financial year. The minister was speaking at the National MSME Cluster Outreach Program organized by SIDBI in Bengaluru. The finance minister said the public sector banks lending to MSMEs grew by 9.2% as against 25% by private banks and 39% by NBFCs. The minister further informed that the proposed new credit guarantee scheme, which ensures term loans of 100 crore rupees to MSMEs, will go before the cabinet soon. This will ensure term loans to MSMEs without any collateral or third-party assurance. Mr. Sitharaman said that the government procurement policy, which makes 25% of purchases from MSMEs mandatory through the GEM portal, has helped generate demand. Seven Indian institutions have secured a place in the top 100 of the QS World University Rankings Asia 2025. India is home to two universities in the top 50 and seven in the top 100, with the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, leading at 44th place. The Ministry of Education said in a statement that this addition highlights India's impressive upward trajectory in higher education across the continent. IIT Bombay is ranked 48, while IIT Madras, IIT Kharagpur, the Indian Institute of Science, IIT Kanpur, and the University of Delhi are the other Indian institutes in the top 100. Institutions such as IIT Guwahati, IIT Roorkee, Jawaharlal Nehru University, Chandigarh University, UPES and Velo Institute of Technology are in the top 150. This ranking accesses 984 institutions across 25 countries in Eastern, Southern, Southeastern and Central Asia. India stands out with the highest number of institutes in the latest rankings. Nagaland government has given its comments on the draft memorandum of Settlement 3 for the proposed Frontier Nagaland Territory or Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, FNTA, to the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India. The Home Department in a circular said that the comments were given to the Home Affairs Ministry on 6 November. It said that the point-wise comments that have been communicated on the proposed FNTA comprising of Mon, Twensang, Longlen, Kifiri, Noklak and Shamato districts in Eastern Nagaland were approved by the State Cabinet in its meeting on 30th October. Nagaland State Legal Services Authority Member Secretary Nico Akami has said that Legal Services provides free and competent legal services to the weaker sections of the society. He was speaking at Losami village under Peg district yesterday during a program organized by NSLSA during National Legal Services Day observation. He underscored that the legal services is here to ensure that opportunities for securing justice are not denied to any citizen by reason of economic or other disabilities. Mr. Akami urged the gathering to approach the District Legal Services Authority and anyone can avail legal advice in the days to come. Legal Services Day programs were also organized in other districts including Longlen, Twensang, Dimapur, Perun and Mon. Jeho Himnakul Puingeta and Trisha Gogoi won the men's and women's singles titles at the 4th Northeast India Academy of Performing Arts Open TT Tournament, which concluded yesterday in Tsimukidima. Mr. Jeho defeated Assam paddler Agnif Bhaskar Gohain 4-2 in the final. The winner walked away with 25,000 rupees while Gohain received 16,000 rupees. In the women's singles, Trisha Gogoi defeated Meghalaya's Tanushree Das Gupta 4-0 in the final. Miss Trisha received 20,000 rupees while Miss Gupta earned 13,000 rupees. In men's doubles, Jeho Himnakul Puingeta and Alberto Ruata beat Agnif Bhaskar Gohain and Udipta Kakoti. In women's doubles, Akunyo K. Yome and Tanushree Das Gupta claimed first place, while Lalthansangi Sailo and Malswam Lungi finished second. Meghalaya duo Surajit Day and Tanushree Das Gupta won the mixed doubles. Dimapur Deputy Commissioner Dr. Tino Jung Shichang presented the awards to the winners. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.